Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Hello, and welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. We are back, and today, so far, looks like I'm by myself, and I think that we will continue Season 1 of Sam and Max. I was debating continuing Saints Row 4, but I'd rather play that when, if other people are here, seeing as that one I've already beaten, so just playing it again by myself, I don't know. It's less entertaining than if there's other people here who've not experienced it at all. So today, I think we will do the fourth episode of the first season of the Sam and Max games, which is called Abe Lincoln Must Die. Oh my god. So without further ado, let's open this up and see what happens.
I am reborn. I will feast on your entrails and devour your
Sam
soul.
And Max have a cricket on the phone.
You know, Max, sneaking the bug into that exorcism was an uncharacteristic stroke of genius.
Demonic possession is the gift that keeps on giving.
What? Oh, Commissioner. No, that was Max's aunt. Yes, 14 packs a day. What's that? Yes? Yes? No? Yes? Sweet suffering Saint Sebastian on a sousaphone in a short story by Susan Sontag. We're on our way.
Let me guess. Our friendly neighborhood demon just burnt down another monastery.
No, Max, we have a far more bloodthirsty adversary this time. The President of the United States of America.
Who?
The man's gone nuts. He's enacting all kinds of crazy new laws.
What else is new?
Federally mandated group hugs before, during, and after all major sporting events.
So?
He's curtailing civil liberties, threatening the environment.
That makes three of us.
And he's about to introduce mandatory gun registration.
Get the keys.
Oh my goodness. By the way, messengers are up. TBRN live for AIM, live at tbrn.net for MSN. And my Team Talk server should be accessible. But send us a message, try and join that. Let me know if it doesn't work.
I have to point out, Sam, that we could have avoided this gruesome accident if you just let me drive.
And I have to point out that we could have avoided this gruesome accident if you hadn't jumped on my head shouting, Jersey Devil, and firing your gun out the window.
I swear, that woman was a dead ringer for him.
Well, here we are, standing in an open field west of the White House.
Let's go bring the hammer down on that so-called Commander-in-Chief.
Just adjust the messenger sounds.
Hello?
This music is great. Okay, so the White House, Secret Service. What's the sign say over here? Oh, look at the mailbox.
There is a small mailbox here.
It's one of those ornamental mailboxes that doesn't actually open.
That's government efficiency for you.
Let's just adjust some settings here.
Here. For naming rights to this building, please contact the Office of Desperation Accounting.
Oh boy! Can we, Sam? Please?
We'll see, little buddy.
Hey, my missing boxing glove!
It's always in the last place you look. Please do not feed the submarine.
What can you feed a submarine anyway?
Nothing. Weren't you listening? At least the president has his priorities straight. Any golf balls? Nope. The White House pool. Most secure wading pool on Earth. Jimmy?
Oh, great! What are you guys doing here?
Oh, just saving the world. What are you doing here?
I happen to take my vacations at the White House, and I need a little R&R. Speaking of which, beat it.
There are so many other things to punch. There are so many other things to punch.
Oh.
Assaulting armed Secret Service agents is one of the leading causes of getting yourself killed. Step aside, buddy. Freelance police.
Just a moment, sir. Papa Bear, this is Super Bowl. Possible situation at the front door. Talking dog and rabbit trying to gain access to the OO. Please advise, over.
Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's a negative on the access permission, sir. I'll have to ask you and your little friend to step away from the White House.
Doggy Daddy, this is Loose Cannon. Request permission to pants this goon. Over.
Before we try physical violence, Max, let's try dazzling the man with our razor-sharp wit and labyrinthine logical conundrums.
Ah, emotional violence. Good plan.
Let us in, pal. We're freelance police, here to save the president.
I thought we were here to stop the president by any means necessary.
I was going to wait to mention that part, Max.
Either way, sir, you can't get inside. Orders.
Okay.
Don't you get bored guarding this door?
It's a rewarding job, sir. Doing my part. Keeping the president safe.
Hey, Super Bowl! I'd like you to smell these two handkerchiefs and tell me which one smells more like chloroform.
Not now, Max. Did you call yourself Super Bowl?
Codename, sir. I'm a bouncer. Secret Service humor.
And who's Papa Bear?
Section chief. Runs the operation. Protects the president.
Oh, Super Bowl. I get it.
I want to talk to your manager.
No can do, sir. He's with the president.
Is that all you do? Guard this door?
That's my primary assignment, sir.
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 100. Try to guess it while I drop increasingly heavy weights near your head.
What's your secondary assignment?
Varies. Receptionist, maintenance, light grounds work, public relations.
Public relations?
I'm a people person, sir.
They have you guys doing odd jobs, too?
Cutback, sir. Employee Reduction and Consolidation Act of 2003. These sunglasses aren't cheap.
Hey, Super Bowl! What gauge syringe would be best for injecting you with a knockout serum? Just a hypothetical.
You really have time to do everything else and guard this door?
I make the time, sir. It's what I do.
I've had enough of this.
Papa Bear, this is Super Ball. Perf's exiting Zone 4 now. Seem disgruntled. Stay on the lookout. Over.
Now can we push him down and beat him with sewage-filled garbage bags until he runs crying into the reflecting pool?
Tempting, Max, but these Secret Service guys hold a grudge. Post no bills. I'm surprised this sign survived the Clinton administration. Suspect yourself.
That's so Madonna.
Suspect yourself.
Hey, this phone only takes Susan B. Anthony dollars.
It must be one of those stupid 555 phones.
Yes, actually. 555-1984.
Hey, Sam! Did I ever mention how I've memorized pi to 1,000 decimal places? It's 3.14159265358979.
Do you have a piece of paper handy?
You want to write down the phone number?
I remember the number. I want to write myself a reminder to smother you with a pillow in your sleep. Valley parking, $2. Way to knock down that deficit.
Whee!
Let's see what's over here. Whole lot of nothing.
White paint, Christmas lights, and a small barbecue.
Everything somebody would need to renovate, decorate, and then accidentally burn the place to the ground.
Later, Max, later.
All right, I don't think there's anything else we can do
going,
here at the
Sam?
Moment.
Back to the office.
I'll drive.
Not while I'm alive.
Exactly.
Give me all you got. It's the Army's new recruiting slogan.
That's a lot better than their old one. What are you, chicken? Gonna cry now, baby?
Apparently, there's no room in the military budget for quality adhesives. Spin the Bottle Championship is coming up.
I like when they do the sudden death round with the Molotov cocktails.
Feel like taking in some pro wrestling?
I think I've seen that one.
We should go to Switzerland sometime, Max.
Nah, they always jip you on the cheese. It's like half air.
Give me all you got.
Whee!
Lefty's tool rental shop is still vacant.
Remember that afternoon when I put on a baseball cap and spent hours out here playing fizzball with Lefty?
If you mean that night when you put on a hockey mask and spent hours chasing Lefty down the street with a chainsaw, then yes.
Precious memories.
Let's see. Oh, apparently Sybil's now doing a dating service. In every episode, she gets a new job. That's funny. Let's see.
Hey, Sybil. What's new in the world of frequent random career reassessment?
Hi, fellas. I'm really excited. I found the perfect job for me.
You don't say.
That's right. I, Sybil Pandemic, am now a professional matchmaker.
I thought I smelled phosphorus.
I thought I smelled that joke coming down the turnpike, burning oil and dragging its muffler.
It's a dating service, Max. I figured that if a smart, successful career woman like me could be having so much trouble finding a date, there must be plenty of other people who could use help.
You're having trouble finding your soulmate?
You don't know the half of it. It seems like all the guys I meet are total losers. No offense.
None taken. Hey!
Or else they're borderline psychopaths. No offense.
None taken. It's the borderline cases you have to watch out for.
What kind of man are you looking for?
Older men. Guys with a little history to them are such a turn-on. Oh, and tall men. And distinguished. And he should be experienced.
All right, enough already. Yes, I will go out with you, Sybil.
I thought she was talking about me. Could you find dates for Max and me?
Seriously? I mean, sure. Why not? Stranger things have happened, I guess. They must have. Somewhere.
I'm choosing not to be offended by that.
What do we need to do?
It's easy. Just submit an application.
What's next on the career horizon?
Next? This is it. What could be a better job than helping people find their perfect match?
Volcano guy.
Good point. I'll stick to the dating business, though.
How many couples have you managed to escort to romantic bliss?
So far, none.
None is the loneliest number.
But I've got a feeling things will start to pick up after the holidays. All that stress makes for a lot of messy breakups, and a lot of people looking for romance on the rebound.
So we have something to look forward to.
What kind of stuff is on this application?
The usual. Your best traits, and what kind of person you're looking for.
Hooks for hands! Hooks for hands!
When you're done, I'll put the application into my computer, which analyzes your personality matrix at 15 essential compatibility points.
I don't have a personality matrix so much as a personality vector.
Once we've found a match, you call your date and agree on a time and place. Let me help you guys out. Tell me your good points and what you're looking for in a date.
Let's see.
She should love animals.
Such as the elusive praying mantis, whose deadly but enthralling mating rituals she mimics.
You really know how to ruin the mood, Max.
Oh, and cybernetic implants, like an elbow that can connect to the internet.
That's all I can think of.
Oh, that's plenty. Now I'll just put your applications into the computer. And there it is. Max, it says your perfect match is...
cybernetic laser eyes. Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please.
Well, that's interesting. It says your perfect match is Sam.
Disturbing. And yet somehow not completely unexpected.
And Sam, your ideal soulmate is...
wait for it.
Max.
Well, there goes another blow to the concept of a fair and just universe.
Hey, Sam, what do you say we never, ever speak of this again?
Way ahead of you, little buddy. See you around, Sybil.
Okay.
Whee!
Head this way. Huh. It's Hugh Bliss again.
Hey, a free home delivery sign.
The sign's not free, but oh, my book is.
Whoa, look, Max. It's our favorite cultish crackpot, Hugh Bliss.
Hi. I'm Hugh Bliss.
I want to buy something! Take my credit card! Put me on your mailing list! Anyone you want me to recruit?
You're supposed to give the Stockholm Syndrome a few days to kick in, Max.
Who has that kind of time?
What's a big celebrity like you doing on our street, you bliss?
Why, I'm spreading the great news about prismatology!
The magic and science of unlocking the harmony of colors for a revolution in holistic personal and interpersonal well-being?
Now translated into 15,000 different languages, including Esperanto. Hooray!
Hooray!
Are the books selling well?
Selling? You can't put a price on imagination. You can't sell the wonder of a daydream or the laughter of a child.
He's right. I've tried.
What was your book about again?
Emetics, the handbook for multicolored happiness? It's about everything. And nothing at all! Oh!
Show us a magic trick, you bliss.
Magic is easy when the colors of your soul are...
Yeah, less chatter, more magic.
Okay! How about I disappear?
Well, your mind reading is obviously still working.
It is!
Oh my god!
Watch me as I vanish. Except you won't be able to watch me because I'll be gone!
Wow.
Hey, a free home delivery sign.
Mine. Oh, well, he's back.
President appoints action figure as Secretary of Defense.
That is pretty crazy.
Well, at least it was an action figure of John Shaft.
Oh, I can dig it.
Non-mafia-owned casino destroyed by mysterious explosion.
Mysterious? I gave my name to reporters and even posed for pictures.
Sometimes blowing something up is its own reward, pal.
So the newspaper stands. One says bad news, one says worse news.
What's shaking, Bosco?
Greetings, comrades Dog and Rabbit.
Oh my god.
I'm having trouble placing the accent this month. Mid-Atlantic states? The San Fernando Valley?
I get more of a vague Baltic vibe. Something in a light Czech pattern.
Ha ha! Comrade Maximilian makes the funny joke. I am Vladimir Ilyevich Boskovorsky, Russian proprietor of Workers' Glorious Warehouse of Inconvenience, no?
No.
But now I make new start in America, which I love. So is no need to aiming sophisticated targeting equipment at me.
What's with the Soviet bloc, Bosco?
He's perfectly natural, comrade. I work with your American government in spirit of glasnost. They know.
Who knows what?
The feds, man. Uncle Sam. The government's watching us all the time.
So that's why I always feel an overbearing presence just out of my field of vision, watching and judging my every move.
That's me, Max. Why is the government spying on you, Bosco?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I know too much.
Just humor the poor guy, Max.
But I make new start in America, which I love. So there's no need to target me.
I suppose you've got some ridiculously complex whirligig to defend yourself against the feds?
He's the people, comrades. Workers will overthrow fascist regime.
What about us loafers?
All are welcome. Come day of victory, workers will unite to bring downfall of corrupt administration. We will number in tens of millions.
That's a lot of Bolsheviks.
No, he's all true. Plus, I'm working on a satellite missile defense system.
Missile defense system? Isn't that more than a little bit overkill?
Yet! We are strong like bear against attack! I'm working on modifying BTAS Part D.
Your anti-delivery system?
That's right. It was already programmed to keep people from delivering goods to the store, so I just went into the database and changed beef jerky to intercontinental ballistic missiles.
So now anyone can just deliver a blimp load of beef jerky to your store without fear of reprisal?
A small price to pay for freedom.
Something in here smells like fermented hate.
It's like sweaty jockstraps soaked in boiled cabbage with a dash of sulfur.
Keep it down, guys. You're scaring off the other customers.
What other customers? Max and I are always the only ones in here.
It's a good thing. Merchandise is always available.
Coming in here is like visiting old friends.
Some of these cereal boxes are from the McKinley administration.
I carved our initials in one of the weenies, so we'll be best friends forever, Sam.
We want to buy something.
Da is evil but necessary private enterprise.
What do you got?
His most glorious invention, comrade, is useful for, how you say, questioning.
Questioning.
His truth serum makes easy even the most difficult, how you say, interrogation.
Interrogation.
Truth serum? Is this another one of your half-baked overpriced gimmicks, or does it actually work?
Both will make anyone get rid of inhibitions and telling, complete and honest truth.
It's your alcohol, isn't it?
Your accent sucks. Hey, it's already working.
We'd like that truth serum, Comrade Boscovich.
It's good. Price is 867.5309 rubles.
How much is that in real money?
$100 million.
I think your rate of exchange is a little off, Boscovorsky.
Fall of Berlin Wall brings great strength to our economy.
Isn't that a little pricey for truth serum?
It's bargain.
It really does work, and I haven't even tried it yet. Sam, this morning I used your toothbrush.
Results are guaranteed.
I used it to clean out my ears. This is refreshingly liberating.
Besides, I need the money to complete my satellite defense system.
I needed to clean out my ears because I've been rummaging through...
Okay, I've heard enough. Nothing for us right now. See you later, Bosco.
He's no Bosco, comrade. He's only loyal worker Boscovorsky, who is no threat to glorious American government whatsoever.
Okay. Oh, I just had an idea. Let's see if this idea pays off. Aha! New messages.
Hello, constituents. This is your president. When I took office 3 years ago, I made a solemn promise to help you, the American people. Now, thanks to your collective short-term memory, I can say that I've delivered on that promise. In the upcoming election, it's important to ask yourself, do you feel safer than you did 3 years ago? Or would you rather return to the days when crazed packs of robotic hyenas prowled the street, targeting their death ray laser eyes on you and on your children?
Who are you calling, Sam?
The White House.
White House, Agent Super Bowl speaking.
Hello, please hold.
Roger that.
Our phone bill is sure going to be expensive this month.
It's okay, Max. I've been paying them out of your retirement fund.
Hello? Is anyone there?
Now that he's on hold... If this works, I'm gonna laugh.
Where are we going, Sam?
We're off to the White House.
Oh, boy!
Hello. Is anyone there?
Ha! Time to go in.
Hello. Hello.
That was easy.
Now, a lot of these same folks will say that we're wrong for introducing this federal pudding embargo. They envy our freedom. I ask you, what have they got to hide? Unless they're secretly sitting on stockpiles of pudding, and oh yes, we will find them. They've got nothing to be afraid of. So in conclusion, America, get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on, marzipan, and good night.
It's worse than we thought, Max. He's crazier than a caffeine-addled dingo in an Adelaide maternity ward.
I think he makes a lot of good points. Those puddings are trying to steal our jobs. And I especially like how he does that spinny thing with his eyes.
Looks like he's hypnotized.
By the whiskey-soaked beard of Ulysses S. Grant. That's it. The president's not crazy. He's been hypnotized. We've got to snap him out of it, Max, and pronto.
How do we do that again?
We hit him over the head, like we do with all hypnotized people.
Oh, yeah! Oh, no.
Hands off the cameras!
It's a stack of pithy campaign slogans.
Oh, don't fool with those! Wouldn't want to be caught on national TV with my drawers down again.
No thanks. Nah.
Damn. Okay.
House right. of Representatives and Gardens. The Liberty Bell is a light for this room, just as America is a light for...
Yeah. Metaphor is such an ugly quality in furniture.
It's a bunch of merit badges from the Weasel Scouts.
I got one of those once, but they took it away when they found out what I used for bait.
Take a look at that.
I love this country.
It's a statue of an eagle holding a gun and money.
This snow globe has a little Apollo 13 inside.
What happens when you shake it?
I'm afraid to find out.
Whee!
Nice globe.
Amazing how often I need it in this job.
Good day, Mr. President.
We come in peace, as far as you know.
Ooh, finally! The interpreters, where have you been?
Interpreters?
Yeah, that is why you fellas are here, right?
Sure, why not?
Because I got a meeting with one of them foreign dignitaries. Always talking that crazy space language.
Who are you meeting with today?
Heck if I know. They show up and start jabbering away about treaties and whatnot. I just let the interpreters figure it out. I just keep an eye on them to make sure they don't steal something or try to eat the cat.
We're ready to start interpreting.
That's aces, fellas. But the dignitary hasn't shown up yet. Show yourselves around the office.
But don't touch nothing.
Snap out of it, Mr. President. You've been hypnotized.
Sure, I haven't been hypnotized. That's crazy talk.
You've got to listen to us, sir, or we'll be forced to take drastic action.
Don't talk to me about drastic action. You ever been pinned down in a drugstore parking lot by a pack of muskrat commandos with nothing left to lose? Ever had to gnaw your best buddy's leg off just so you could get his socks and put them on your own ears to fend off the enemy's deadly sonic regurgitator ray?
Now that's crazy talk. I'm impressed.
Freelance police, you're under arrest.
Freelance police? Now there's the kind of can-do vigilante attitude that makes America strong.
Finally, someone who appreciates our greater calling.
Seriously, you're under arrest.
Oh, you can't arrest me.
Foolish chief executive, does he not fear us?
Trust us, Mr. President. It's for your own good.
Nah, see, it's the Secret Service regulations. I can't leave the Oval Office.
You're still under arrest. We can get your administration back on track with just a hint of bloodshed if you'll just...
Where does the little one keep his gun?
Best not to think about it, sir. Keep up the good work, Mr. President.
You've got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him.
The man's a genius, Sam! I almost feel bad for doing this.
It's for the good of the country, Max.
Hands off, boy! That's my presidential calendar!
U.S. Senate Talent Show, second place.
My finest hour.
Apparently, even U.S. presidents have mothers. I'm not sure who this is, but he must be important.
Okay, what else is in this office?
Is that a potted plant, or the Vice President of the United States?
It is hard to tell the difference.
This is either an early draft of the Declaration of Independence or a crude map of Lithuania. Roosevelt's boxing gloves, encased in lucite.
TR or FDR?
ER, I think.
Aha! The war room.
No one enters the war room.
Really?
That's it. You two are coming with me. And stay out. Hello. Now I have to get back to the president. Hello. He's not supposed to be alone.
Excuse me?
Hello.
Oh, welcome, Governor Whizzer. President has been waiting for you.
Governor Whizzer?
Hey, who better to run a state than a washed-up, urination-loving former child star?
No one!
Hello, this is the White House. Hello.
No, sir. I said soda abuse. It's a very important issue.
Was I? No, comprende, son.
But I'm speaking English.
are you two fellas the interpreters? It's about time. Darndest thing, we just had a couple imposters in here. Dead ringers for you two.
Were they walking around examining everything and engaging everyone in pointless conversations?
Those are the ones.
Those accursed clones. When will their devilish mimicry end?
Help me out with this here potentate, would you? Can't understand a dang word.
But that doesn't make sense. I don't even have an accent.
Oh, no. Momento, por favor. Impatient little guy, ain't he?
Hello, Mr. President. We're ready to interpret for you.
All right. Let's get this party started.
Mr. President, my fellow Americans, I come to warn you about a serious epidemic facing our country. The scourge of soda abuse. Many former popheads like myself found ourselves in the endless cycle of addiction and elimination until we believed there was no hope.
I don't know what you're saying, son, but you're selling it, boy. Good job.
I ask you, how long can this epidemic continue?
What was that?
He said.
How long can this epidemic continue? Prepare to die, oppressor. What's a guy got to do to get a drink around here? Let's go with that.
What's a guy got to do to get a drink around here?
Aha, I know what you need. An ice cold orange sugar fizz. I swear by it.
No, that's not what I want at all. I must resist. But I am thirsty, and just one couldn't hurt.
Frosty cold and so delicious.
All the progress I've made. They were about to give me my 5-week pin.
I almost feel bad about this.
I don't have a conscience, Sam. What's your excuse? Blessed angels of carbonation, fill me with your syrupy nectar.
Yeah, now I'm not so much guilty as repulsed.
Keep it coming. More! I need more! I need a bathroom! Which way is the bathroom?
Where is the bathroom? Which way is Lincoln's bedroom? Which way is the war room?
Which way is the war room?
It's that door right over there. But I don't...
Oh, thank you.
Where do you think you're going?
I've got to get in there. Bad.
We've got a priority red number 2 here in the Oval Office.
No, it's just number 1.
Escorting the suspect to holding cell for interrogation? Come with me, sir.
But it'll only take a second. Please, let me go.
That was fun. Okay, now I didn't catch all that. What did he say?
I think the war room door is only openable in time of war.
Stupid old piece!
Looks like there are rats in the Oval Office.
Sam, you've finally done it. A straight line so easy, even I won't touch it.
Okay.
Hi, I'm George Washington. Anyone need their nuts cracked?
Please don't make fun of George Washington.
Okay. What to do now?
Now it's time for some checks and balances, freelance police style. Max, will you do the honors?
Gladly.
Look it, fellas. My fingertips look like little tadpoles.
Whoa!
They just don't make these guys like
they used
to.
He just punched his head right out the window.
Max, it's a damned ugly puppet.
Ah, the drawstring in his back should have been our first clue.
Our first clue should have been the swirly eyes. But, silly me, I thought hypnotizee, not hypnotizer.
What?
Yes, an ingenious device being used to hypnotize the TV-watching public. But who was controlling him?
Gonna take days to get that smell out of the interrogation room.
What?
What have you done?
He was like that when we got here.
Sam did it!
So these two numbskulls managed to off the president.
It was a deep tissue massage gone horribly wrong. Ninjas!
Sam did it!
Still... ratings from the last State of the Union address were even lower than reruns of Midtown Cowboys. I didn't expect to have to replace the president so soon. Now that these idiots have forced my hand...
We're standing right here.
We can hear everything you're saying.
It's time for a leader the people will have to listen to. Agents Jackson, Burr, and DeGambe, we are moving the timeline forward. Commence phase two of the operation.
I'll prepare the new candidate.
Huh.
Not quite the reaction I would have expected from a Secret Service agent discovering two people over the decapitated body of the president.
What do you think this fake body is made of? Can I keep it?
No time for that now, Max. We've got to stop the... Wait, what's that noise?
Oh my God.
And scuba diving Buddha on a banana boat with cocktail onions and a map to the stars' homes.
Yeah!
They've reanimated America's most beloved president.
I always thought Taft was shorter.
Not Taft, you deficient.
My fellow Americans, I am Abraham Lincoln. As you know by now, your president was recently murdered by two mysterious interpreters. But turn not to fear and despair. I have returned to guide us through this troubled time. A vote for me is a vote for Abraham Lincoln.
I'll get it!
What's that? Lincoln Memorial. Right. Hydraulic motors and robotic implants. Yes. Okay. I see. We're on it.
Wrong number?
That was the commissioner, Max. If this new Mecha Lincoln wins the emergency election, the nefarious forces controlling him will have unchecked power to destroy the entire free world.
I hate when they do that.
That's why one of us is going to have to run against him.
You got to answer the phone.
Okay, fair's fair. Max, we're going to make you the next president of the United States.
Wow.
Yes!
Okay.
It's the severed head of the president.
I yearn to hold it aloft and turn giant sea atrocities to stone.
You're thinking of Medusa's head.
Oh yeah, I always get those two heads confused.
It's the cue cards for Lincoln's speech. I'm glad that I've been given one more life to give for my country. Give me all you got. Free home delivery. It's Lincoln's campaign flyer. I want you. Honest, dedicated, over a century of experience. Abraham Lincoln is your man.
Okay.
Give me all you got. I'm glad that I've been given one more life. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Huh. Interesting.
Mr. Lincoln, as a candidate for office, my pal Max would like to engage in a thoughtful discussion of the key issues.
Yeah.
Followed by a round of spiteful mudslinging.
Hmm, I see. Well, this is a bit irregular. As you're well aware, I'm the most beloved president in history. So I just assumed I'd be running unopposed.
Oh, no, you didn't! You ain't all that!
I freed the slave.
I was star of a popular television sitcom.
I'm on the penny.
I was on TV.
Now, gentlemen, we can resolve this like adults through moderate reasoned debate.
Very well, then. In the spirit of democracy, I say, bring it.
And it's a beautiful day on the White House lawn as we bring you the first in a series of debates for this emergency election for U.S. president. In the Republican corner, we have the giant animated statue of Abraham Lincoln. And representing the Random Violence and Destruction Party, there is the hyperkinetic, rabbit-like creature known as Max. Acting as completely impartial moderator for the debates will be Sam. The candidates are ready, so let's listen in.
Contestants, it's time for our lightning round. Mr. Lincoln, I'm going to name some of the tough issues facing our country today. I'd like you to sum up your stand on those issues in a few concise words.
Well, all right. I'm afraid this will have to be completely off the top of my head, as I have nothing prepared.
Let's see. How do you plan to solve the problem of toxic waste? Where do you stand on religion and schools? How would you describe your tax plan? Then there's Max options. I'm going to save those for later. Let's see. What to pick?
Where do you stand on religion and schools?
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Did we hear that right? Lincoln just came down against both religion and education. Wow, that's got to hurt him in the polls. Ha!
All right. Okay, so well, that's pretty funny. So I guess I gotta play around with the cue cards and stuff. Shuffle the cue cards around again, I guess.
Free home delivery.
It's time for another in this ongoing series of debates between Abraham Lincoln and Max. We turn you over to our impartial moderator, Sam.
Mr. Lincoln, I'd like you to tell the voters your stand on some of the tough issues.
Very well.
how do you plan to solve the problem of toxic waste?
Free home delivery.
Ooh, an effective but very controversial proposal from Canada. And the crowd did not like that idea one bit. Let's see how it affected the polls.
Okay. Lincoln, 50%. Max, 39%. Nader, 11%.
Give me all you got.
All right.
How would you describe your tax plan?
Give me all you got.
And candidate Lincoln has proposed one shocker of an economic strategy, which even Democrats are calling a trifle excessive. That had to have hurt him in the polls.
Oh, 40%, 39%, and 21%. Oh, how are we going to get that last 1%?
Mr. Lincoln, would you like to say a few words to the audience?
Thank you. This is a date that will be remembered for centuries to come. Today is the day we return America to greatness. I stand here at the steps of the White House, not above the people, but with the people. Only one man can lead the nation through this troubled time. I, Abraham Lincoln, am that man. The time to act is now. Thank you.
I've heard better addresses from the 411 operator.
What did you just say?
Hey, Lincoln! Captain Ahab called! He wants his beard back!
I'm gonna slap you silly, you little punk!
Save it for the debate, Max.
This is ridiculous. I think I've had enough of this for this moment. Let's go back to the office or something.
Where are we going, Sam?
Back to the office.
Shotgun!
What's this? A new application?
Yeah, it's for a friend of ours.
Let's see. Not the Abraham Lincoln. He's tall, distinguished, loves the theater. He sounds perfect.
That chump doesn't have half my cute, fluffy marketability.
Do you think your computer can find him a date?
Computer? Nothing. This guy sounds perfect for me. Oh, but he didn't leave his phone number. Next time you see him, give him my number. I'd love to meet him.
Okay.
Whee!
Every time he walks past Max, he slaps him in the air. Let's go go back to the White House, I guess.
Where are we going, Sam?
We're off to the White House.
Oh, boy!
This phone only takes Susan B. Anthony dollars.
It must be one of those stupid 555 phones.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Where are we going, Sam?
I picked up...
Back to the office.
The organic listening device.
As far as you know, my administration is the only thing keeping your home safe from the bloodthirsty robotic hyenas. Remember that, and God bless America. Paid for by the committee to remain in office at any cost.
Who are you calling, Sam?
Sybil.
I stand here at the steps of the White House.
What? Who is this? I'm waiting for a very important call from Abraham Lincoln.
Whee!
Okay, let's try this again.
Who are you calling, Sam?
Sybil.
Hello, Abe? Is that you?
I, Abraham Lincoln, am that man. This is a date that will be remembered for centuries to come.
Oh my, you are a charmer, aren't you? Well then, Mr. Rail Splitter, where would you like to meet?
I stand here at the steps of the White House.
At the White House, got it. What time should I meet you?
The time to act is now. I'm going to slap you, silly, you little punk.
What? I didn't catch that last part.
I will feast on your entrails and devour your soul.
What? Abe? What's going on?
See you soon. Gotta go.
So, to sum up, family values are the bedrock of this nation. Our fidelity, honesty, and loyalty to family is our most sacred asset as Americans.
Candidate Max, your rebuttal?
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Lincoln!
Uh-oh.
I believe we have a question in the audience from someone who is not Candidate Lincoln's wife.
Oh, hi, Sam. Hi, Max.
Greetings, random harlot.
Abe, I'm here. Are you ready for our date?
What? I've never seen this woman before in my life.
But on the phone, you sounded so eager to meet me.
Listen to me, America. I did not arrange a date with this woman.
Oh, so she's good enough to fool around with, but not to date.
Mr. Lincoln, I can't believe you're doing this to me.
Well, looks like Max is ahead in the polls.
The results from the emergency election are coming in. And it appears that former sitcom star Max has been elected President of the United States.
Oh my.
In an unprecedented show of bipartisan solidarity, all of the country's political parties have desperately asked for a recount. Let's cut to the White House lawn to hear candidate Lincoln's address.
You've got to be me, you idiot.
He took the news much better than expected.
Democracy? I will make you all my hypnotic slaves.
Max, robotic Abe Lincoln will enslave the entire East Coast if we don't stop him.
Who cares? I'm the president of the U.S. Let's go bomb someone into oblivion.
Not just anyone, Max. Abe Lincoln must die.
Oh my
yes!
God. Okay. Well.
Finally, Mr. President, you're here.
That's the president? People will vote for anyone these days.
Obviously.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means... Never mind.
Look, Max, all the soda poppers are here.
I don't have time for foreign dignitaries. Check out all the cool stuff on my new desk.
Hey, look, Max. It's the presidential discretionary budget. You have $100 million to allocate however you want.
What a delightfully random and convenient figure. Sam?
Back to the office.
Shotgun!
Oh no, Sybil's redecorated.
Hiya, Sybil. How are things in the world of computer-generated romance?
Oh, I'm not doing that anymore. Can you believe that guy? Never mentioning that he was married? They're such self-centered jerks.
Preach it, girlfriend!
So you changed careers again?
Yeah. Now I'm running a dating service.
Come again?
A carbon dating service. I bought this astoundingly useful machine that tells me how old things are.
I usually just cut them in half and count the rings.
There's a reason you're not invited to birthday parties anymore.
I wanted a fresh start and a new career to get my mind off that fiasco with Honest Abe. This wasn't my first choice, but I got a good deal on the carbon dating equipment online, and I couldn't afford to change my sign.
That's funny.
You're having financial problems?
I'm afraid so. After my public humiliation with Lincoln, all the applicants for my dating service demanded their money back. Not to mention all the money tied up in pending litigation with the clients who watched Max's dating video.
I stated very clearly up front that viewer discretion was advised.
Believe me, I would love to just close up shop for a while and take a vacation. Forget about Honest Abe and all the lawsuits.
It was a wardrobe malfunction!
But unless I get a major windfall, I have to hope the carbon dating business takes off.
See you around, Sybil. Hiya, Sybil. What's new?
Nothing around here.
How does carbon dating work?
I don't know. Something about carbon-14 and half-lives and radiation.
I'm impressed with your detailed scientific knowledge. Very professional.
That's the beauty of it. I don't really need to know anything. I just aim my little machine at something and it tells me how old it is. Allow me to demonstrate. This tiki is... Oh my gosh! It's 2,000 years old! This is fantastic!
Old is good?
Absolutely! I can have my office put on the National Register of Historic Places. I might even get a grant. I'd be rich!
Can we borrow your carbon dating machine?
No way! That machine is still my only chance to take care of my money problems. Unless I get a grant, since I'm now on the National Register of Historic Places. There's no way I'm letting it out of my sight.
See you around, Sybil.
Whee! Where are we going, Sam?
We're off to the White House.
Oh, boy!
Hey, look, Max. It's the presidential discretionary budget. You have $100 million to allocate however you want.
What a delightfully random and convenient figure.
How about that one?
Hey, look, Max. It's allocate however...
What a delightfully...
Okay.
It's the official United States calendar.
12 of the hottest Supreme Court justices in their skimpiest, naughtiest swimsuits.
Even better, Max. You can actually change the official date.
Oh, boy!
Ha! Oh, my. Okay.
Oh, boy! We declare today, April 1st, the first day of Sam's indefinite lockup in the dank dungeons beneath the White House.
I thought we were pals, Max.
April Fools.
That's funny.
Where are we going, Sam?
After that rampaging Lincoln.
You're going down, Abe!
Well, he was hard to find.
Just had to follow the trail of broken campaign promises.
That's pretty profound. Stop at this point.
Calm down and maybe we can find you a good cabinet position.
Unacceptable!
Just as well, Max. It would cost a fortune to feed that guy.
Well, that was ineffective.
Thank you. Sybil left the door unlocked. She's probably living it up on some tropical island on the taxpayer's dime.
I bet she's getting abducted in some sleazy nightclub, then sold into a white slavery ring, forced to do unspeakable things for a power-mad despot, before narrowly escaping his volcano-top lair with only one of her kidneys left.
Don't be such a pessimist, Max.
Sorry, Sam. It's just no fair. We're stuck here working, and she gets to have all the fun.
Uh-huh.
It's Sybil's carbon dating machine. I wonder what future archaeologists will learn from our most sacred treasure.
That you can watch 250 channels, and there's still nothing good on.
I have nothing to say about that. Poughkeepsie Man slays three in Asparagus Rampage. Mad Chef Killer cools heels in Stir. Giant plush toy suspected in conspiracy. Poughkeepsie Man slays three.
Now, let's go back to Bosco's Inn Convenience.
Bosco, by my readings, these weenies date from the early Cretaceous period.
Special bargain for you! Still tasty, half off today only.
You don't understand. Your store is now a National Historic Place. These weenies are valuable artifacts.
Really? I mean, of course! In preserving heritage of my people. Just how valuable are we talking about here?
We'll get back to you on that.
What is that? Keep that away from me.
Relax, Bosco. It only tells how old you are.
Why do you need to know that? Did someone send you to find out how old I am?
Sheesh, never mind.
That's your problem with dating, Sam. You give up too easily.
Odd. Max, have you been dieting? I don't want to know how old that is. I don't want to know how old that is.
All right, I think now that we can give him his $100 million and get the missiles.
That's weird. It says his age is burnt sienna.
That is weird. He doesn't look a day over taupe.
I don't want to know how old that is.
I tried to date their car.
Where are we going, Sam?
We're off to the White House.
Oh, boy!
White paint.
Everything's somebody around.
Later, Max. Let...
Huh. All right, well, I guess I can't go in there still.
Hey, look, Max. It's the present alligator, however you...
What a delightfully random and...
All right, let's go back to Bosco's.
Where are we going, Sam?
Back to the office.
Shotgun!
Hello, Comrade Bosco.
Hail to the chief! I don't know how you guys did it, but I just got a huge check from the government!
You earned it, Bosco. It's not easy to perfectly preserve weenies that predate the discovery of fire.
Not to mention the teeming microcosm growing in the bathroom. We're considering making it a national wildlife preserve.
Now I can finally finish my satellite defenses!
So, we can have the truth serum?
Sure! Let me dig it up from the lab.
Oh yeah, the truth serum.
This is a bottle of vodka.
Vodka works. Trust me, trust me. Get a couple of shots of that in somebody, and they'll tell you all their secrets.
Thanks, Bosco. Where are we going, Sam?
We're off to the White House.
Oh, boy!
Stand aside, pal. The president needs to get into the war room.
I'm afraid that's not allowed, sir.
Perhaps you didn't hear our advisor. We would like to see our war room.
No can do, sir. Orders.
Max says you can take a vacation.
We will make an exception, just this once.
Thank you, sir, but no can do.
It's April Fool's Day.
With all due respect, that's kind of mean, sir.
We'll be back.
Roger that.
Seriously?
For a drink?
It's soda, right? You brought more soda. Sure, why not?
Special soda. Called Boskatec Vodka.
Wow! That's got more kick than the other ones. Thanks, Simon Max. You guys are my best friends.
Now, can we get back to the deliberation?
What's the point? You still think Beeper's idea is stupid.
Stupid? You never told me you thought my idea was stupid.
He said your idea of adding Herbert Hoover hugging the four other presidents was the stupidest thing he'd ever heard.
Well, it is. Hoover wasn't even a president, which means he certainly wasn't the most loving of all the presidents.
Well, at least I didn't suggest putting a parking garage in George Washington's forehead, like some four-eyed freaks I know.
You little...
You big...
Of course you realize this means war!
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 What's this I hear?
Oh my god.
What wondrous thing is this the deaf con klaxons ring? A flashing light above the door, there's just one thing it could mean.
Oh my god.
War. Oh, what is it good for? What is it good
it's
for?
Good for you.
Oh
good
my god.
It's good for me. Oh, war. What is it good for?
What is it good for?
It strengthens the economy. It shows the world that we've got stones. And carriers.
Oh my god.
It's the cat's meow.
I don't know what to say about this. It's ridiculous. There's like five of them dancing. Seems pleased. I mean, Max. Sam, I don't know where he is.
Let's not do that again.
Yeah.
It's the Secretary of Presidential Whimsy Ribbon. Looks like Max can use this to appoint someone as an honorary cabinet secretary.
Oh, boy! We now declare today April 26th. Secretary's Day.
That's supposed to be Administrative Professionals Day.
Wow, Sam. When I picked you for Vice President, I didn't know you were such a politically correct, bleeding heart liberal.
All right, then. Secretary's Day. throw pillows shaped like stars. Interesting, since actual stars are shaped more like throw pillows. I mean, His Excellency El Jefe Maximilian I, Intimidator of the Realm, has a special surprise for you. Better get those handkerchiefs ready. This could get sentimental.
Agent Superball, we have decided to reward you for your excellent service to your country, for your unwavering commitment to preventing us from being where we most desperately needed to be, for your unerring devotion to being a constant hindrance in our task. For all these things and more, we now dub thee Superball.
Secretary of Meats and Cheeses, Secretary of Mysterious Gaseous Emissions, Secretary of Interior, Secretary in Charge of Guarding the War Room Door.
Secretary of Meats and Cheeses, so we have spoken, so it shall be.
All hail Max.
I'm overwhelmed, sir. I don't know what to say.
Now run along to a cabinet meeting.
I'm afraid I can't do that, sir.
You've got to be kidding me.
I still have my orders.
Ugh.
Step away from the door, sir.
But we really want in there.
Sorry, sir. I have orders to keep everyone out of the war room.
Hey, Soups. Today is Secretary's Day. You have to take the day off.
It's the law, Jack!
A vacation? Permission to weep openly, sir.
Not just granted, but encouraged.
The forces of bureaucracy win again.
I love this country.
To the war room! There's nothing, there's nobody in here. Hey, wait, what's that? Oval Office door, Dakota situation.
The civil war in the Dakotas seems to be escalating, Max.
Let them thin out the overpopulation of moose and strip malls for a few weeks, and then we'll step in. Whee!
These must be for the Joint Chiefs and other quasi-important hoo-has.
Nice screensaver.
Cookies!
It's a plate of fancy cookies.
for the discriminating general with a sweet tooth and a taste for vengeance.
Hey, there's gourmet coffee, in case the idea of war makes you insufficiently jittery.
I'm plenty juiced just being in here. Let's blow stuff up!
Targeting computer.
Looks like a remote homing beacon in the frigid Antarctic.
So peaceful. So serene.
Want to blow it up?
You have to ask. Dinner special tonight? Penguin flambé.
Who would have suspected the Washington Monument is really a self-replenishing supply of intercontinental ballistic missiles?
Wow.
It's good to see it used for something more useful than corny innuendo for once.
I wonder if this will have a significant impact on our delicate ecosystem.
Absolutely. My ego is bigger already.
The homing beacon to the Kremlin doesn't seem to be working. It was probably turned off in the spirit of glasnost.
More likely those lazy commie bastards forgot to change the batteries.
Lazy former commie bastard, Max.
The Kremlin. Krypton.
The distant, peaceful world of Krypton.
They mock us with their utopian society of crystal cities and absentee parents. They must be exterminated! This'll teach them to put me in the Phantom Zone. You will bow down before me.
Oh my god. Estimated time of impact, 26 million years.
Little buddy.
Oh well.
Well, what do you know? Bosco was right. The government really has been targeting his store for destruction.
Won't he be glad when we tell him?
What do you say we keep this to ourselves, Max?
You're right. We don't want to ruin the surprise.
There's no beacon for the missile to lock onto.
Then we'll just have to do this the slow way. Lock and load, Sam! We're off to Red Square!
Some other time, little buddy.
Attention, Bosco shoppers! Clean up in aisle everything!
Uh-oh.
Would you look at that? Bosco's satellite defense system actually works.
Well played, Bosco. You're safe. But for how long?
Wow.
What to do in time of war. Select target. Press fire. That's all it says.
Alright. I think we're going to have a talk with Bosco.
Where are we going, Sam?
Back to the office.
Shotgun!
Okay, let's see if we can find the beacon in Bosco's off place or whatever.
Nothing like a gaggle of security cameras pointed at a guy to make him feel at home.
I'm comfortable with it because I'm uncommonly photogenic.
Hey, Bosco.
Ah!
Tell us about that missile defense system again.
I'm working on modifying BTAS Part D. Once I get funding for it, it'll be able to shoot down any ICBMs targeted at the store.
Do svidaniya, Comrade Boskovorsky.
We'll catch you on flip side, Comrades Dog and Rabbit.
Look, stuck to the camera. That must be the homing beacon for the intercontinental ballistic missiles aimed at Bosco's store.
What was that?
He said, that must be the best price on baby wipes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That would hardly be sporting.
I tried to put the beacon on Hugh Bliss.
It might be fun to blow that to smithereens, but I think I'll choose another missile target.
Where are we going, Sam?
After that rampaging Lincoln.
Yes!
Right in the small of his nice back that he can't reach.
He better act fast before he manages to knock off the beacon.
Or choose his own back off to escape.
Like the targeting beacon is still stuck on Lincoln.
This is a pretty impressive temper tantrum, Sam. At this rate, he'll have enslaved all of D.C. and most of Baltimore by tomorrow morning.
Egad, you're right, Max. Still, I think we should stop him.
We haven't got anything better to do.
Fire!
Mr. President?
Don't mind if I do.
Quick, let's go.
Shouldn't we revel a little?
We don't want to miss this.
My bidding. I am the most powerful presidential monument ever created!
Whoa! Well, that takes care of that.
Whee! That was better than feeding laxatives to pigeons on parade days.
We broke two presidents in one afternoon.
A personal best!
Well, it looks like the country is saved, at least from mass hypnosis. What do you want to do now?
Let's abuse my powers as leader of the free world to squeeze the middle class until they're burning their own shoes for heat.
Sounds fun, but I was thinking we could treat ourselves to some chocolate frosted gut bombs and then have a little target practice down at the Smithsonian.
Sam, you're my best friend.
Agent Chuckles, report. Query status. Lincoln Gambit, 4 score/7. Query not acknowledged and acceptable timeout parameters. Error. 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 Error.
Huh. Well. Well, that's the end of that episode. That is funny. I think I'm gonna call it. And yeah, so thanks for tuning in. And the archives have finally been updated, so you can check out the last few shows. Finally, I've been. Yeah, so this was a pretty fun episode, although it was a little short. Maybe next week we'll continue. I think there's two more episodes in the season. Or this is the end of... I forget if it's four or six. I don't remember. But, yeah. So thanks for listening. And that's about it. Goodbye.